lower league, but not for much longer for my first two today. And I'm on from UK Interchange in Europe to talk about his beloved Leeds United. I presume also his beloved Joel Perreault. There is a lot to be said for scoring 4.5 goals in a game where you need to win to pretty much guarantee going up. 4 goals. How good is he?
I know. I mean, this is where I get a bit conflicted, to be honest, because on the one hand, it was absolutely brilliant. It was just unbelievable to watch that game against Stoke. On the other hand, one of my fears is that that performance will make the management think twice about getting another striker, and we need another striker. So right. There was that sort of slight issue in my mind that, I mean, firstly, I'm one of those people that thought Bamford should have been starting by now, because Pirro hasn't been great for the last, I mean, he's been great off the ball, but in front of the goal, he hasn't been great. And I just thought, you know, amidst all the absolute and utter delight, there was that slight little demon in the back of my head going, oh God, they'll use that as an excuse not to spend.
Well, isn't this now we can talk about it. Isn't this the key question about next season, which is what amount of spending are they capable of doing? Will they be prepared to do? And B, where should that spending happen? Because we've only got to look at Luton won 6 games 2 seasons ago. Currently, the promoted sides, none of them are on more than 4. Everton have won 8 so far this season. Just before you get to points totals, Leeds have got to build a side that's capable of winning at least 10. So how much do you need to invest to do that? And what is it that they need to invest in?
Well, we clearly need a lot of investment. I think all the indications are that the money's there from the 49ers. I think we need a striker. I think we need a sort of creative midfield player, I think. Junior Firpo has been good this season. I'm not 100% convinced he's a Premier League left back, particularly defensively. And then there's the whole question of goalkeeper and what we do there, because Ilan Melier has been basically dropped for the last few days. Dahlia's done well. Whether we need to go out into the market and get a really commanding goalkeeper, I think, is a genuine question. What I would say about us going up is we were the best team in the Championship last year. And blew it. And we were a significantly better team than Southampton, who went up. And I think, actually, despite losing 3 really key sort of flamboyant players, we're a better team this year than we were last year.